what would you call that inflamed skin? Did you have a particular name for the way the flesh?
We'd say sometimes we believe proud flesh was setting up, or either blood poison. A lot of times it was called blood poison.
And what was the other thing you said?
Proud flesh.
What does that look like?
The meat will be right white and will it look rotten. My oldest sister had blood poison in a place on her ankle that she hurt. And it really causes bad swelling and it's painful.
Did you ever use a little brown liquid that stings real bad?
Yeah, and the phthalates one that we used in.
That doesn't sting, though, does it?
Yeah, and the phthalate does, and the curachrome don't too bad.
Mm-hmm.
And back when I was growing up, we didn't know about alcohol. And now, if I get cut or anything, that's the first thing I do, pour alcohol over it, wash it out with alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
But back then, my mother used a lot of turpentine and lamp oil. She used a lot of that, and if any of us got cut that was bleeding bad, she would get sud out of the back of the chimney. Now, it's good to stop blood, sud is, and she'd put that on it.
How did she hold it on?
Just put it on there with her hand and then put a cloth around it.
Uh-huh.
And it's amazing, when it healed up, then there would be no black in there, no sud wouldn't heal up in it. But it clotted that blood somewhere or another.
Did you ever hear something that, a sort of tonic that you might take in gin and tonic, or people might take for a cold, something like that?
I don't know what to put in it, but they call it bitters.
Mm-hmm.
They used corn liquor and some kind of herbs, roots or something. I know Granddaddy Satterfield used to fix it up. And I don't know for sure what to put in it, but I'll tell you one thing. I don't know whether you ever know about that, but children has roundworms. You've probably heard about it or read about it or something. Well, in the spring of the year, my mother, there's a plant that grows out around barns especially called Jerusalem oak. Have you ever took wormifuge? That's a worm tonic. I give it to my boys when they're slow, Gary especially. But my mother would get the seed of Jerusalem oaks, what she called it, was just a plant, and the horriblest taste and smell you ever saw. And she would make that in syrup candy for us to have in the spring of the year. We got around to that ever. And if we, in the spring of the year, if we didn't eat, if our appetite was bad, she bought what she called coppers. And they're strictly, say they're poison now. But my daddy used to give them by coppers for stock. And there was a difference in that and what you bought, you know, for people. And the way she'd give them to us, she would take a little piece just about the size of a small pea or bean and roll it up in some biscuit and have us swallow it. They said it'd rot your teeth if it touched them. Well, that made a seed, or she thought it did. Now, people had to doctor with whatever they had. And like if a child was running a high temperature and you couldn't get it cooled down, well, she always said they had roundworms. And what she would do, she'd put just a little piece of alum and a teaspoonful of sweet milk. And if it was roundworms making them run temperature, it'd cool them off in 30 minutes. She had to learn all them things with the family they had. And a few doctors like they had, as far away as they lived, she had to learn, you know,